Creation days, why are they such an issue? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the builders of a creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, one of the things I've noticed is that Christians don't argue about what the word day means anywhere else in the Bible except Genesis chapter 1. Why is that?
You know, you're right. The Hebrew word for day, yom, is used over 2,000 times in the Old Testament, but the only place I hear people arguing about what it means is Genesis chapter 1. You know, the word day can have many different meanings, such as year, time, daylight portion of a day, and so on. And the main meaning it has, though, is ordinary day of 24 hours. Now, any word like day can have two or more meanings depending upon context. But whenever the word day has a number, or the words evening or morning associated with it, it always means an ordinary day. This is exactly how the word day is written in Genesis chapter 1. So why do so many Christians argue about the word day in Genesis chapter 1? Well, the reason is because this is where they try to add the supposed millions of years. Because these Christians have been indoctrinated to believe in an old earth, they want to reinterpret the clear meaning of the word day in Genesis 1. And this undermines biblical authority.
For more compelling evidence that our world, in fact our entire universe, is not billions of years old, but thousands, go to AnswersRadio.com. Read Dr. Jason Lyle's eye-opening booklet on how the heavens declare the glory of God. It's AnswersRadio.com.